Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining us now from The Athletic, he is Austin Mock. Follow him on Twitter at amock419, amock419. Austin, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys. I appreciate the time.
All right, let's talk about this matchup, Packers and Philadelphia, as we head into the weekend. You had a great piece on fourth down and how each one of the NFL playoff coaches have done on fourth down. Then you kind of went through and broke down individual matchups, and it looks like the biggest gap between coaches as far as success rate goes very well is in this Philadelphia-Green Bay game.
Yeah, and there needs to be context with all of it. The big thing with Matt LaFleur is he has shown this year at least that he's not really willing to go for it if it's, you know, in that fourth and four or greater range. I think he's probably pretty solid in the fourth and short. And I think that, like, that's where his, you know, the downside of him, he's not maximizing the win probability on those fourth and mediums. He's more willing to kick in those scenarios where Sirianni with the Eagles, obviously the brotherly shove, tush push, whatever you want to call it, has been super successful for them for the last couple of years. And I think that really helps his ability as well. And so I think that's really where this difference is that Sirianni, they have that plan, but they also have that luxury with how efficient that tush push is. We really haven't seen anybody else copy that yet. And, you know, Jalen Hurts obviously is a big part of that. So I think that's where the difference is. I don't think LaFleur is necessarily like terrible at it, but I think when it's that fourth and medium area is where I think he's leaving a little bit on the field in terms of maximizing the Packers' chances to win.
So, Austin, when you talk about this matchup between the Packers and the Eagles, Packers come in as a 7 seed, Eagles come in as the 2 seed. Based on your analytics and sports data and all of this, if you're the Packers, if you're Matt LaFleur in this game, do you get ultra aggressive?
Yeah, I think you have to. And obviously, you know, things happen in the game and you can change. But, you know, you're an underdog. Like, that's what it is. And I know the quarterback situation for both teams is maybe just a little bit murky this week, but it looks like they're both going to be good to go here. But, you know, assuming Jordan Love is healthy, like, you have to put faith in his ability to make the plays on third and even fourth down. To those are the big plays. That's what happens in football. Those are the high-leverage ones. And if, you know, if you're not going to – have faith in your offense, which, you know, we've seen has been super efficient this year and, you know, last year as well. You have to be able to, like, lean on your quarterback. That's why you're paying him the money that he's earning. You don't need to be passive and say, hey, let's go give the ball to the other really efficient offense in this game. You know, I that's how I kind of think of this is like, hey, if you believe in your offense, good. But also, like, the other team's offense, pretty dang good. So, you know, maybe not try to give them the ball as much and really rely on your, you know, $50 million quarterback to get the plays that you need to on those third and fourth downs.
I have been one that has said that Dan Campbell's ultra-aggressive want to go for it on fourth down. He did it against the Packers on his own side of the field at the 30. That type of stuff is going to eventually going to end up costing him in the postseason, and then everybody's going to be mad at him. What do his numbers look like this year, his success rate, and do you agree with how he goes about his business?
Yeah, he's been pretty good. The article that I wrote, I only looked at plays that were from your own 45 or closer to your opponent's end zone. I would say if I did bring that, like, as you mentioned, the own side of the field, Campbell would probably be at the very top. He's second in this list. He's one percentage point behind Sean McDermott. But, yeah, he has definitely – that's kind of like his coaching philosophy and the culture that he's built. He's definitely a guy who's going to push that, definitely in those fourth and short ones. Those are going to be, like, automatic for him. We saw them against the Packers in the Week 12 game, that fourth and one with, 30, 40 seconds left. Instead of kicking, he went for it to run the clock out there. So he's also – the one thing that I like that he has built into it is you'll see a lot of third and seven runs, and they'll try to get into a more manageable fourth down. That's kind of like their whole game plan, with offense coordinator Ben Johnson. They're all on board with it. You see a lot of third and long runs to try to set up a more advantageous fourth down attempt. So I appreciate that it seems like there's a plan. I like it when there's a plan, your guys, in the locker room understand what it is, and you don't kind of get this like, oh, he's just picking and choosing when he's going. I like it to be a consistent plan on when you go for it. And Campbell, he's definitely consistent on the aggressive side, and he maximizes his team's chances of winning for sure.
Matt LaFleur definitely not consistent and does go on gut, as he has said before. So, yeah, I completely agree with you on that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Point. Austin Mock of The Athletic joins us here as we talk about, aggressive calls on fourth down, who's the best at it, who maybe isn't as good. And he wrote a great piece in The Athletic a couple days ago, and it's pinned at his piece on Twitter as well. You can go there and check that out at amock419. You also looked at an NFC wildcard team that might be on a team that could get on a run because of their head coach. And of all people, it's Dan Quinn, the former Falcons head coach that you like.
Yeah, I honestly was shocked. Dan Quinn had, and I'll even throw Todd Bowles in there. They both have been very aggressive in terms of going for it on fourth down. Now, I think one of the things in Dan Quinn's case is when you have a mobile quarterback like Jaden Daniels, who has obviously – terrific legs. It makes it easier because, on those fourth and two and fourth and three, you can, you have to account for his legs. And then obviously even on those, if it's a longer one, like a fourth and six, he has a scramble ability that, a lot of these quarterbacks in the playoffs do not. So I think that makes it a little bit easier for him. I was pretty shocked by him. He's behind Campbell. He's the third most correct, if you will, coach in this playoff. So he's a guy that I think he's going to need it. They're going to be an underdog, and I would assume pretty much every game they play in the playoffs. When you're the underdog, you have to lean into these, high leverage plays and trying to maximize it. It's really difficult to just punt your way to a victory in those games. So I think he's a guy who's going to consistently push the envelope. But unfortunately, he's matched up with Bowles, who's also been pretty good this year as well. So that'll be a fun one to watch to see which one goes wrong or somebody pushes a little bit too much in that matchup.
Let's talk about the other piece that came out, I believe it was earlier today, talking about how one team gets to the Super Bowl and how that same team doesn't get to the Super Bowl. What is that biggest key for the Packers, in your opinion, of how they make a run and get to New Orleans?
Yeah, so the Packers, you know, the tough part about them is Jordan Love's health has been kind of up and down all year. And, you know, since that early season injury that he suffered against the Eagles in week one, they had a stretch there that was awful. He was playing at a top 10-ish quarterback level, which I think is what you'd expect out of him. I don't think anybody thinks he's a top 5 quarterback or anything. But this team, like, they have to go. The defense is solid enough, but it's not the strength of the team. This team needs Jordan Love to be there. He's making the big plays, making the big throws. It's really on, can he stay at that level? Because that's what they need him to be. That's where their strength is. LaFleur is an offensive-minded coach. That's where they need to go. But the big thing is, against the good teams, the playoff teams this year, they're 2-5. 9-1 against the rest non-playoff teams. He's got to be the key for them to get over that hump and consistently beat those, you know, playoff level, the elite teams of the NFL. I'm kind of like I did with LaFleur, having faith in him in the fourth down and decisions. I think it's all on Jordan Love's shoulders to see how far this team can go in the playoffs here.
See, it's funny you say that, because in a perfect world for me and some Packer fans, it would be on the shoulders of Josh Jacobs and that Packers offensive line. In a perfect world, you know, Jordan Love is throwing it about 25 times a game, and you're pounding the rock with Josh Jacobs, you know, similar kind of to what Philadelphia is doing with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, you know, I think this kind of goes to where it's hard to just say it's one, you know, one player or one piece. You know, obviously, if Jordan Love's throwing the ball, well, that could either open up the run game, or it could be the opposite, where the run game is opening up Jordan Love's ability to make those throws. So, Eagles are in the same boat. You know, I assume in this game that the Halfley's going to have to play less cover two, and you know, he's going to have to add that extra defender to slow down this passing game, because I think the Eagles are very similarly to, if Jalen Hurts doesn't do a good job, he's not good enough in passing downs, then they're probably going to get stopped, because, you know, you can't run your way to a Super Bowl. Your quarterback does have to make the plays, and I think both of these teams are really depends on, you know, on those third and fourth downs where it's an obvious passing situation. You know, Jordan Love doesn't rate great. I wrote in that article, he's 31st out of 35 quarterbacks this year on third and fourth down. If neither of these quarterbacks are going to have success in the passing down, it's hard for me to see them, you know, making a run. I think that's one of the big things here, is who can in those obvious passing downs get the first down and keep the chains moving.
He is the Athletic's Austin Mock. Follow him on Twitter at amock419. Amock419. Austin, thanks for coming on, man, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you on the line as well.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy the games this weekend.